The Common Core is a vague and boring name for what is really a big shift in teaching and what's expected of students. Here's the short definition from City Schools Chancellor Dennis Walcott.
We really have our students thinking at a high level, doing critical analysis, having evidence to support their facts. And, you
know, Walcott spoke to reporters while visiting the Academy of Arts and Letters in Brooklyn. He and state education officials have been on a PR campaign to get the word out about the harder tests and that students may not do so well.
What are some of the possible meanings of this poem? What do you guys think? What are some meanings? And be prepared to back up what you're saying with specific words that provide...
Here, Walcott checked in on a sixth grade English class. Under the Common Core, students have more complex reading, more writing, and they have to be able to solve a math problem and explain why they got an answer. This type of work has been going on in schools. It's not a new idea. But now there's an expectation that all students must demonstrate these critical thinking skills in pretty much every lesson.
This year, I think, has been the most challenging year for me as a teacher.
Nirlan Jenatin is a fifth grade teacher at PS 115 in Canarsie, Brooklyn. She's totally on board with the new standards. But she and many teachers say they're still trying to figure out how to change their teaching accordingly. And even though this year's tests are based on the Common Core, teachers have not had an actual curriculum to follow.
The problem becomes when you have to spend, if you spend a tremendous amount of time looking for those resources, and how much better it would be if you do have the materials.
She says she would have liked more time to prepare her students for the new material on the tests. State education officials have been open about the fact that test scores are expected to drop, but that doesn't necessarily make teachers feel better. Like Melanie Joseph Leathers. She teaches fourth grade at PS 20 in Clinton Hill, Brooklyn.
That really upsets me because they're going to be looking at the teachers, I think. Somebody's going to be accountable for this. And, I mean, this is all new to us. It's new to the teachers. It's new to the students.
New York is moving more quickly than other states. Most of the 46 states that have adopted the Common Core are taking more time to transition to the new standards and will not start testing until next year or the year after. The State Teachers Union in Albany says it's received thousands of letters from teachers. They're worried that students are being set up to fail when they open their test booklets next week. Dick Iannuzzi is the union president.
When a classroom teacher knows that students are going to do poorly on a test, then most classroom teachers won't administer that test.
Plus, Iannuzzi says this year's scores will be factored into a teacher's job performance in districts where there are new evaluation systems in place, and he says that's not fair. But the state says there is an urgency to forge ahead. Associate Education Commissioner Ken Wagner has been in charge of implementing Common Core in New York. He says this is about making sure students who leave public schools can succeed at the next level. Because right now, many are not.
We believe that students are already moving into a world in which the requirements of the Common Core are important to get the kinds of jobs that they want, or to get into the colleges that they need to get into, or to enroll in college without the need to pay for expensive remediation.
Students begin the exam period on Tuesday, starting with English tests, followed by math the next week. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.